What kind of stuff did you have?
Everything.
Dry goods. You know how it is. Everything.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you know, but I don't know because I didn't experience this. That's why I ask you what you kind of think. You mean like clothes also?
Yeah, I had Joseph Warren's department store. I carried it.
Oh, you carried things from the department store. You don't think so? Oh, I see. No, I thought maybe they gave him stuff on consignment. I wouldn't know.
No.
You mean little odds and ends for the housewares and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Odds and ends, housewares for the housewives, you know. Okay.
And for the children and some.
How long did you stay in this, in peddling? How many years?
Long time.
About three, four years.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 years.
And then? What became your life's work? Mm-hmm. You were in business. What kind of business?
Dry goods store.
Dry goods store. Where?
Carnegie.
Uh-huh. That's where we get into Carnegie. And you stayed in that for the rest of your working life? Till you retired?
That was nice. Carnegie was a nice town.
It's not far from here.
Not a mile.
She asked you so.
I asked, did you stay in this until you retired? In this partnership?
No.
Then what did you go into?
We went into partnership with Jackson's in the shoe business.
Oh, how are you related to Jackson?
She happens to be my sister.
Mm-hmm. So it's another brother-in-law.
Right.
My partner's son is in business here, Sidney Aiken. Maybe you know him.
No, I don't know anybody in Aliquippa. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
What kind of work I would go into?
If you could choose.
Same thing.
Same thing. I asked my father, he said he would like to be a banker.
A banker?
I mean, if he could choose, why not? If he can choose.
Was there a banker?
He wouldn't mind. He likes money.
I don't like money.
Well, my father was a peddler all his life.
Well.
What kind of work did you do when you first came?
Oh, cigars.
Stogies. Did you get training on the job?
To that type of work, you don't need training.
How much did you make? Do you remember?
Oh, I was a big shot. I made $7 a week.
That's very good. Because I heard, as I said, you're waiting for a couple to do something. And the hours from early morning till?
About 7 to 6.
And did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays? And how long did you stay in this job?
I don't know. It was 13, about 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you belong to the Stoker Makers Union? And, well.
They had a strike and I quit.
Mm-hmm. Who did you work for? What was the name?
Standard.
Standard.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Standard?
The Standard Cigar.
Standard Cigar Company. Which were making stogies, not cigars.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Cigars are more expensive.
Go ahead.
I'm telling her. So you worked for Standard Cigar Company and there was a strike because they were trying to unionize.
I don't remember what I tried to do, but I never went back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed at home for 2 years until...
So you just stayed home and helped out.
Right.
You probably had plenty of work to do at home, though.
How's that?
You probably had plenty to do at home, too. You know, nowadays, it's much easier. And what became your life's work? Taking care of Morris.
Something like that.
No, I mean, were you in business, too? When he had the business, were you in business, too? You were in the house. You had the children. So I'll say house.
Homemaker.
Right? Oh,
excuse
me. I just read it recently in the magazine. Did you see it?
No, but I know that.
I come home and she has everything ready for supper and for everything.
That's the way it should be.
He trained me right.
If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
Oh, anything but tobacco. Anything.
Yeah, I heard that it smelled.
You don't die from it, but it's not good.
Oh, they had a lot of. What schools did you go to in Pittsburgh, or didn't you go, or did you go? You didn't get any school. Night school?
Yeah, night school, yes. Up at the Irene Carpenter.
How many times a week?
Every night.
For how many hours? Was it just English or other subjects, too? Just English or other subjects, too?
English.
English.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of your teacher?
No.
Miss Wild.
Oh, from the Wild family?
Mm-hmm.
From the Alia Wild family?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. So this is, important family, the German Jews in Pittsburgh.
Right.
How did you learn to speak English?
came natural.
Yeah, yeah, keep on going, you know.
We associated with a lot of Gentile people.
Yeah, because you were out of town. And what school did you go to?
The same night school.
You didn't, to Iron Cotton Center. You didn't go to Franklin School when they opened their night classes in 1970.
Since
1970? No, 1906, Franklin School had night classes. 1970, Fifth Avenue High had classes. Also at night, every night, for a few hours. Because I noticed both of you speak almost without an accent, which is remarkable.
Thank you.
No, seriously, a lot of people came when they were
I was told
children.
That,
still keep that accent no matter how many years they've been here.
We had a school on Franklin Street.
Did you go?
Yeah.
So
well,
tell
you know,
me
we
how.
Just went the cross, you know, in and out, like we didn't.
No, you didn't really go to classes.
And you learned to speak English also from school.
With, no, while I was working, I had a lot of Gentiles that associated with.
At work.
I learned how to sing in through them, through the two sisters, if you can remember.
Polish girls.
American born. Worked with us in a factory.
And so you had to speak English in order to communicate. Mm-hmm. And how did you learn how to write English?
A little bit through Romanian language helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we learned in
school. You just mentioned a very important point that a few people have mentioned.
What is it?
Because Romania is a Romance language and therefore has certain roots
right.
that you find in English.
That's right.
And a Goldenberg.
Oh, well, she was Jewish. I'm speaking about it. Oh, Jesus. How nice to say.
How did your Gentile classmates treat you?
Did
you have many Gentile classmates in Iron Faulkner's classes?
Oh.
No. Classmates. No.
I
it was mostly Jews that went to the Iron Faulkner settlement.
I don't think.
And the Iron Faulkner settlement was mostly Jews that went
well, that
to classes.
Mostly Jews had
yeah.
that. And then they begin mixing kind of color people and everything else.
Did you go to Hebrew school in America?
What?
Did you go to any Hebrew school in America?
Hebrew school. I
no.
could teach them.
Because your father was a very good...
Well learned man. Out of all the house was well learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Shanowitz, did you go to cheder in America?
Yes, we had a private. We had a private here.
Do you remember his name?
What was his name?
Okay, it's not important. Do you remember a Mr. Kamenetsky who gave Hebrew cheder?
Peck.
You called him rabbi, even if he wasn't a rabbi.
He was. That was his name.
Mm-hmm. Do you like music?
Yes, I like music. Sure do. I'm a musician by trade.
What do you play?
Other than the final. Is that a song?
Well, I know your son plays a musical instrument, and he's very musical. That's
Bobby,
why I thought
oh,
maybe
Bobby.
You play.
No.
Jerry. David.
So does Jerry.
Oh, well, I don't
and
know.
And Bobby.
So I thought maybe it came out in the father, too. Maybe it comes from the mother's side.
I
do you like music?
I forgot to tell you, I blow the shaver.
You blow the shaver.
yes.
Do you play musical instruments, or did you at all? No.
All I did was natural ears.
Do you sing?
I used to sing before I had an operation. That's why my voice is so low.
Where did you sing? Just for fun, or did you sing in a group, in a choir?
No, just for fun. Whatever I would go, I would be asked to sing.
Did you go to concerts when
Very
you were living
yes,
in
we
Pittsburgh?
Yes, we did. Concerts to operas.
Where?
Nixon.
No,
Theater.
I didn't Kaufman's husband was out
at
the
Iron Kaufman's element at Nixon.
Oh, we went to many lectures.
Syria Mosque, Carnegie Music Hall.
Yeah, all these
all
places.
Places.
Every Sunday we'd go to a lecture or to a concert.
Did you go to the Yiddish Theater?
I used to go to the temple every Sunday morning.
Don't say I. Say we.
Because you went also. Did you go to the Yiddish Theater? Do you remember
any
time
we
the
had
groups?
A chance.
Do you remember Simon's Theater?
No, I don't.
Do you remember the Landau Theater?
The what?
Landau.
Sounds familiar.
Which theater did you go to? Which Yiddish theater?
Whatever the group came from New York.
Whichever group came.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the names?
Tomaszewski's group, Adler's group. Who else? Quite a few, honey. We used to go to all of them.
Did you used to go later when they had the amateur groups at the Iron Coffin Center who put on Yiddish theater? You were already living in Carnegie. Did you go to the public library in Pittsburgh when you were in Pittsburgh?
No, we didn't, no.
And did you read any newspapers?
When?
In Pittsburgh, in the early, in the early, early years. Do you remember the names of the newspapers you used to read?
Forward.
Okay, it's not a Pittsburgh paper, but I like to know anyway.
Yeah, we read it just...
Did you read the Volkspeins?
No, it didn't come to our house. The Forwards always came to our house.
In other words, you subscribed to the Forwards.
Well, that was the Glick paper.
Yeah. And you read the Turk, too.
Not so much.
Not so much. And what about English papers? Did you read any English papers?
Chris.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to the Yiddish theater? Or that answer is for both of you already.
That's right.
And all of this is with this kind of thing that you went together, the theater and the lectures. Did you go to the public library on Wiley Avenue when you were living in the Hill District? No. And which newspapers did you read?
The same.
Forward.
You read the Forward also. Not the Morgan Journal.
Most of the while, the Morgan Journal, but the Forward.
Because most the Orthodox crowd read the Morgan Journal. When you came to the United States, did you consider yourself a religious person?
Never did.
Did you change any of your practices in Pittsburgh during the first few years? Well, some people came, they were very, very observant, and in 5 years they already lost most of the observances. That's what I meant by changing practices.
No, we didn't change.
When you came, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
My father was a rabbi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Your father had smicha.
In our house, yes, smicha. And my mother really used to teach us all.
Mm-hmm.
Our house was nothing but learning. Mm-hmm.
So how come you married her?
She married me.
Because she says she wasn't religious.
Well, I kept it a secret.
Did you change during the first years? That's
Morris.
A good reason. Oh, I like a little humor.
Go ahead.
Did you change any of your practices? Like, did you stop working on Shabbos during the first 5 years? Did you change?
Yeah.
Gradually. What was the first change? Did you go to shul in Pittsburgh?
Shul?
Yeah. The Romanian shul.
Yeah.
How often?
Every Saturday.
Did they have a rabbi?
My father didn't, that time didn't have a rabbi, didn't have
no,
my father lived only about 2 minutes walk from the shul,
mm-hmm.
at the store there.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from that in Captain Sutherland.
You had a store?
My father had a store.
Oh, your father had a store across from, and your father also went to the Romanian shul. Yeah, but the girls didn't go so much, right?
No, not
you went for holidays.
Just in the story when the boys were there.
Look, I'm laughing because I grew up in an Orthodox family. It's the same story. When I was a kid, the girls didn't go to shul.
Of course.
On Yom Kippur, you got dressed up and you went to see who was there.
Sure.
What about the observances in your home as children in Pittsburgh, your parents' homes? How were the observances kept up? Strictly Orthodox.
Kosher.
Strictly Orthodox.
All the ones
your home too. Your mother and father kept
up. Strict Orthodox.
Yeah. You know, I've heard some interesting stories that there were all kinds of fights among the rabbis about the meat.
About the meat?
Was your father shechet here in Pittsburgh?
No.
He didn't work here as a shechet. There were all kinds of criticisms that the kosher butchers weren't keeping kosher enough, and they had the vada kashrus, so they went inspection.
You always have that kind of a thing.
And there was a Rabbi Kochin. Did you know Rabbi Kochin?
Yeah.
And he was very strict about these things,
yeah.
And he was serious.
You still have them in Pittsburgh today, too. And there are certain people that want kosher meat, they pay for it. And if they put that on the stand, you can put them in jail for that. You know what I mean?
You know, Rabbi Kochin had a son, has a son, Dr. Kochin.
Yeah.
And he gave me some of the books his father wrote. It's a present.
Yeah.
His father wrote some books. And in the books, although the books are really scholarly, learned things, here and there are criticisms of how come the people aren't supporting the Talmud Torahs and why aren't they supporting the religious leaders and stuff like that. So it's very interesting. When you first came to Pittsburgh, did you feel any change in health due to the change in climate or food or anything?
No, ma'am.
If you had to go to a doctor, where did you go? Where did you get medical care? You had to go. If the family needed
Dr.
a doctor.
Fuchs. Yeah, the doctor.
Oh, Dr. Fuchs.
And this was in the Hill?
Yeah.
And this was in the Hill District?
You're right.
Dr. Fuchs You, the same doctor?
Yeah.
You used the same doctor. Was he a Jew?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. A Romanian Jew.
Did you experience any change in health?
Me?
Yeah. No, you were healthy.
I even wear the same size shoe, size 12. They don't make them any bigger.
You were always tall and... Yeah. Which organizations did you join here? In Pittsburgh as a young girl?
None at all.
Did you belong to any philanthropic or your family? Did you have pishtis?
Yeah.
Yeah. But did your parents belong to any organizations?
Yes.
What did your parents
belong to? So did not.
Do you remember any?
I remember she belonged to the Romanian Ladies Aid.
Yeah, because Mr. Elovich's mother was the president.
Well, then my mother was a member. She was I.
And which organizations did you join when you came to Pittsburgh? Did you belong to the Zionists or to?
Zionists.
You joined the Zionists. Were you? Oh, wow, beautiful. Why is she carrying the flag?
She
she's dressed
nurse.
Like a nurse. So
she
maybe she's
eight.
Doing volunteer
yeah,
work or something.
That's what she did.
Isn't that beautiful? About how old is she in that picture? She looks young there. She looks like she might be in her 50s. So your mother was active in philanthropy.
Yeah.
Obviously, picture.
Yeah, that's right.
And you think this was connected to the Romanian Ladies' Aid Society, maybe hospital volunteer work. And,
The home of the aged?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought about it.
And the baby's home?
Yeah. When you first asked me, I couldn't recall.
Because Mr. Elovich told me how they started the Jewish home for the babies, and I did never knew that before. He explained it to me.
A charter member.
Mm-hmm. And what about you? You joined the Zionists. Do you remember some of the people who were in there together with you? Morris Niemann? Nathan Savage?
Yeah,
yeah.
You weren't active. You just joined.
Away.
You went to meetings.
I
mean, you didn't make speeches and stuff like that. You're
no,
just a member.
I didn't come out, peddling out my campaign.
Yeah, yeah. Did you join the Abiturin?
No.
No, you were not Abiturin members. Did you give charity?
A little bit.
No.
Quite a bit.
Did you have a pishka in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have pishkas in the house?
Yes,
pishka, whatever you want to call it.
Mayor Bolognese.
We say pishkas, Mayor Bolognese. It doesn't matter, really. I'm kind of collecting these ideas. When you were dating each other, when you were young boy and girl going together, where would a typical group go to have a good time?
Nixon Theater.
What do you say?
Up Luna
Park.
Jimmy
Wayne's.
He says Nixon Theater for 25 cents, where he could neck in the top gallery.
I used to put on my best dress and go for 25 cents up the gallery.
Yeah, and you used to go to Luna Park. You say you used to like that? With the girls or with girls and boys? On the rides. Mm-hmm. And did you have a group of girls that you used to hang out with?
Yeah, a little bit.
Was it a regular club or just friends?
Friends.
Did you have any sports activities?
No.
Did you go in for any sports? Athletics, sports. When I asked... Where did you go for dances?
Turner Hall.
Turner Hall. And what kind of dances were they? Who ran them? Remember?
I do not remember. I wasn't interested.
But you went with him?
No. My brothers.
Mm-hmm. Because he's not a dancer. He knows how to dance?
Yes, he does.
Oh,
that's did you know of the YMCA? Did you have anything to do with the YMCA?
No, not at all.
Do you remember the names of local meeting places in Pittsburgh on the Hill where people used to come to meet or to talk? Mostly Iron Coffee Center.
That's
right. You remember
that's where we used to
do you remember any of the cafes or restaurants or other places? Maybe he would know more.
Perhaps.
Do you remember the names of any local meeting places where people used to come to talk and meet?
At the Y. We go.
On Jumonville?
Zionist Organization, the corner.
The Zionist Institute, yeah. And, I heard that your brother's store was your brother's home or store was a very popular place, that a lot of people came with problems.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about Berish? I'm very interested.
It's a send all the people from New York over here.
Tell her all you know what you did.
He was a pharmacist, or I'm wrong. What
was
your brother's job? What kind of job?
Well, he was a businessman, real estate. But he used to take him out. He knew a lot of people, acquaintances from the investing house and all. Mm-hmm. He'd take him out there and give him jobs there, you know, out there.
How did he get to know these people through his business? You mean he knew people, important people in the industry?
He was connected with the Shards in New York. Mm-hmm. They would send through that.
Elovich said that B'nai B'rith gave him some money for this.
Yeah.
B'nai B'rith supported this work. And he helped fellows get jobs in industry. He helped Jewish fellows get jobs in industry.
That's right.
Because I interviewed a few people and asked them, you know, why didn't you go into industrial work? Why did you go peddling? And why didn't you go into industry? And they said, so they asked you to fill out a paper. They came to the place where it said religion, and you wrote Jewish. That was it. You didn't have any other opportunities.
You're wearing glasses.
Did you used to go to Weinstein's? Ever? Weinstein's restaurant on the hill. Weinstein's restaurant. Did you ever go to Weinstein's?
You bet your life.
So why didn't you tell me?
I'm down here.
No, in the old days, on Center Avenue.
Yeah. I worked in that store across from them, over John Hughes.
He means Riches.
What now?
Riches.
Do you remember Kelson's bathhouse?
You bet.
Did you go there? Did you ever go to Kelson's bathhouse?
She had to go.
Oh, there was where the mikveh was, sure. Yeah. And Kelson's bathhouse, you went there too?
Why did I go there? Did I swim in there?
You swam in the mikveh? This was your swimming pool.
Yeah, swimming pool there. And she had the mikveh there, the father.
See, I have to remind you. You don't tell me.
Yeah, that's why you're there.
How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh? How did you meet people? You met them in shul. She didn't go.
She used to go in shul too.
Yeah, but she just went to look at the boys. No, but really.
I know what you mean. We would always go with my parents.
With family.
Yeah.
In other words, through the family.
Through and through.
Were you friendly with non-Jews? You just mentioned two girls that you worked with.
Very friendly, that's all.
These two girls. That you worked with. How long did you keep up the connection with them?
Oh, about 3-4 years, mm-hmm. as long as I worked. Mm-hmm. And then I told you.
Yeah, you quit. And is any of your early friends from the early years, did they remain close friends for the rest of your life?
We drifted away. One is in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Golden Boy, another.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I said that we drifted away.
Were you friendly with non-Jewish mm-hmm. people?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
All my life. The Masonic Lodge here, I'm a big man here.
This is more recent, though, that you joined the Masonic Lodge. You didn't join, you know, when you the first 5 years when you just came off the ship and you were a greenhorn in Pittsburgh, you didn't have too many non-Jewish friends. Did you have any? When you were peddling, you met non-Jews?
I had a lot of friends.
Where did you sleep over when you used to peddle?
Huh?
Where did you sleep over when you were peddling
right
on the road?
By the customers.
You slept at customers' houses?
Sure.
So you had to make non-Jewish friends?
Oh, he had a lot of them.
What languages did you speak to your customers?
English. Write it down.
Yeah.
They liked me.
Did any?
To this day, they call me Morris.
Oh, you still know some of these same people?
I still know the people I go out of the country that don't even. Mm-hmm. Hello, Morris.
The same
Hello.
Customers that
Hello,
you used to have in the old days. That's
Hello,
very
Morris.
Interesting.
No, I don't peddle them.
No, I know that. With whom did you celebrate the Seder?
With the family, at mother's. At my father's.
Just the immediate family.
At my father's.
After you got married?
We still used to go there.
You still
for
used
the Seder.
To go there. And you celebrated with your parents?
Uh-uh. You no. have no parents. Here.
Oh, that's right. They went to Israel. I'm sorry. So you
Her parents are my parents.
Uh-huh. So you also went to Seder there?
Honey, we were already married. Naturally, we went together.
Okay. Did you keep up contacts with people in Europe?
Yes, we used to send money. Contact with people in Israel.
Yeah, mainly in Israel. You
now,
had relatives.
Now.
Oh, now. And you used to write to your family in Israel.
So do.
Who do you have in Israel now?
Hmm?
Who do you have in Israel?
Well, I've got my Israel. We've got some relations, but my parents are all buried in Israel.
When did they die? When did your parents die? Do you remember the year that they died?
Where they're from?
Where they died? 19, when they died?
1918.
Both of them. Oh, but it was a year of famine. There was no food eating. It was a very hard year right after the war. The Turks.
Well, we used to send them.
Yeah. Out. Are you an American citizen?
Yeah.
How did you get your citizenship?
My father was a citizen.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you first voted?
Mm-hmm.
To which party did you belong?
Republican.
You were a Republican. Were you active in the party? When did you first vote and how did you get your citizenship? You went on your own? You had to go by yourself to get papers?
To me it came.
And do you remember when you first voted? Do you know what the party?
Enix did at the time.
No, when?
Republican. Were you active in the Republican Party?
Active.
You know, like getting out the vote.
Yeah, I drink Republican whiskey and Republican.
When did you first meet Morris?
Oh, when I first met Morris. That's
What's
a long call? Story.
Tell me, if you want to. Yes.
Yeah, of course. His brother used to come to see my sister.
Mm-hmm. What's your sister's name?
Dora.
Uh-huh.
There, she used to come to see Dora. And he'd bring his little brother along.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I met. That's how I met.
How old were you when you got married?
About 22, 23.
And he was older?
No, about the same.
And do you remember your marriage date?
April,
May,
June. Yeah, I remember very well.
26.
Oh. It was 1926?
26th of May.
Oh, 26th of May, because it was before that, I think.
We got married 26, didn't he, Mom?
Yeah, 1910,
26th of May. Hey, that's a good day. It's a nice springy day.
You
can wear a nice light dress. You were married here, and you had known each other for very long, since childhood.
That's right.
We ate many meals in Phillips's house, our mother's house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did he tell you?
Well, he mentioned the close relationship, but mostly I asked him about himself because he was leaving for Sharon shortly, and I had to concentrate on him.
Morris, why don't you tell her what your father said to you about me?
Oh, but you got big kids in the house and all.
Oh, I was.
Oh, that's adorable. I mean, when you were both very little children.
You
tell me.
I came home from school and I played Ring Around the Rosary, and I overheated and it caught pneumonia.
Oh.
So in our town, there was no doctors. So they took me to his town.
So my father told her that when he got big, he'll marry him very much.
Oh, no, that's what not it. If you go buy them, if you go and bring the medicine from Oklahoma, then when you grow up, you can marry her.
He sent you for the medicine.
I was a
Dr. Goodman. I remember the doctor's name, Goodman.
I was a one-man in their house.
Mm-hmm. And they took care of you.
Thanks for talking about
it. You bet.
With a nice beard and face.
Unusual. Very unusual.
Well, he was a chef in the way they came out.
Now, if you had stayed in Europe, do you think you would have been married by through a shatchan, or you don't think so? Who knows? That's right. And, of course, your wife was from the same country. Did anybody in your family or among your friends marry non-Jews? No. What do you feel about intermarriage?
I don't make any statements because I have too many friends, Gentile friends.
That's his father in Israel.
No, in Romania.
In Romania.
And
this?
This is everyday wear, and this is Sabbath.
Wonderful. How did you get him to take a photograph?
Mom, this is Shabbos, Molly.
This is Shabbos, and this is the Steiner.
Yeah.
This is a lovely picture. Where was it taken?
At a party.
Ah. You know, you have a very handsome son. Mm-hmm. You have a very handsome son.
I'll let you see the rest of it.
But he is. I mean, David especially is very good looking.
David looks like his father.
David looks like a movie star. David looks like a movie star.
They all look like movies. When I was in Israel, I had 5 pictures of the boys, and I had them lined up on a settee.
No, she won't. We're almost finished.
I had them lined up in a settee, and whoever came in thought they were movie stars.
Many young people today have trouble getting adjusted the first years of marriage. Do you remember any particular problems?